From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Egyptian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sameh Sukri, have launched talks on economic, regional security, and other issues as the two meet in the first U.S.-Egyptian strategic dialogue since 2009. The talks in Cairo today come at a time when Egypt is confronting growing terrorist threats in the Sinai Peninsula, some from militant groups that have claimed allegiance to the Islamic State group known as Daesh. Kerry spoke with the news media prior to the talks.
The agenda for our delegations today is very broad. It ought to be. It includes the threat posed by Daesh, which is serious. Just 2 days ago, General Allen met in Canada with 22 nations. We continue to be deeply focused on Daesh. And we believe we're making progress.
Later today, Kerry will meet with the Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper dissolved Parliament Sunday and set an election for October 19th. Mr. Harper and his Conservative Party are seeking a fourth term in office after nearly a decade in power, but they face a tough campaign against the new Democrat Party and its leader, Tom Mulcair, as the country struggles to cope with a declining economy and the global plunge in the price of oil, which is a major Canadian export. Britain and France said Sunday it was a top priority for them to block the onslaught of thousands of migrants seeking passage to England via the Eurotunnel. In a joint statement published in the British and French newspapers, the British Home Secretary and their French counterpart called on other European countries to help curb the flow of refugees. This is VOA News.